looks like another missed deadline in Washington.
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. It appears the weekend did not produce a deal for the Congressional Super Committee, which has been trying to find $1.2 trillion in cuts to the federal deficit over the next 10 years. And today is the deadline to get any package of cuts analyzed by the Congressional Budget Office. Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale is here live with more on all this. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, John, no deal?
Not so far. Remember, the committee was given until Wednesday to come up with a deal, but any agreement has to sit out on the table for 48 hours, which means midnight tonight. And so far, both sides are blaming each other for the impasse. Here are Senate committee members Democrat Patty Murray on CNN yesterday, and then you'll hear Republican John Kyle on NBC.
Democrats have made some really tough decisions and come to some pretty tough choices that we're willing to put on the line.
From the Democratic side, it was the same thing. Raise taxes, pass the president's jobs bill, no entitlement reform.
So both sides blaming each other. John, does this mean we go to these automatic spending cuts across the board?
Yes, but not until January of 2013. And given Congress's tendency to push right up against any deadline, many people say the real deadline for these cuts in domestic and military spending is still over a year away. And we're hearing talk that Congress might try to change those automatic cuts. But, Jeremy, it's worth remembering that even with this breakdown, the deal reached last August still stands. It got us over the debt ceiling impasse and through the next election.
Through the next election. So I guess the assumption there is that people are going to be in a better mood to make cuts after that than they are now.
Only if one side or the other is given a clear upper hand in deciding how to balance the books, how much of this will come from spending cuts, how much from tax revenue. And if the voters remain as split as the politicians, it just doesn't look like the election is going to solve much.
Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale. John, thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, in Europe this morning, the big news is that Spain has voted in a new leader. This is the third government changeover in Europe in as many weeks. So far, the debt crisis hasn't had a huge impact on our financial system, with the exception of MF Global, which recently went bankrupt because of large bets on European debt. Now, MF Global may not have been a household name before its collapse, but as our senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports, it was a member of a very exclusive club at the Fed.
When the man behind the curtain at the Federal Reserve wants to get control of a wicked witch in the financial world, he enlists the help of others.
Ah, you liquidated her, eh? Very resourceful.
Yes, sir.
When the Fed needs help pouring money on the nasty economy, for example, it uses what are called primary dealers, firms that buy and sell massive amounts of government bonds to control the flow of money. David Weiss is a former chief economist for the Fed. He says literally saving the world, at least financially speaking, requires firms that are up to the task. And the Fed's website says it rigorously reviews those partners to make sure they are.
Obviously, they want to deal with people who are going to be around, not people that are going to disappear next week. So clearly they missed it on this one.
This one being the recent bankruptcy of MF Global just 9 months after the Fed chose the firm as one of its primary dealers. The Fed's website cautions its list of special trading partners is not meant to be an endorsement. But its Stone and McCarthy Research Associates, Ray Stone, says it's pretty much viewed as one.
While the Fed isn't giving them a good housekeeping seal of approval, they are thought by their customers to be stronger and bigger and get better prices than the little dealers.
Those customers range from big money investors to retirement funds. The failure of MF Global is yet another blow to trust in the financial markets, and the Fed is now requiring its primary dealers to keep more rainy day cash on hand. Banking industry consultant Bert Ely says it figures.
That's not surprising. Usually after the house burns down, people start trying to figure out how do we prevent the next fire. So this is a typical after-the-fact response.
Ely expects a congressional inquiry into how MF Global was chosen and whether similar troubles might be lurking. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are lower in global trading this morning, down more than 2% across Europe right now. Here in this country, the new Twilight movie brought in $139 million over the weekend. That happened even though this particular movie was panned by reviewers. One said, quote, "I've had mosquito bites that were more passionate than this." On Wall Street Friday, the Dow edged up 25 points to close at 11,796.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
We'll get earnings this morning from Tyson Foods, and don't expect much because, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, this economy has not been good for the poultry industry.
Chicken producers aren't giving thanks this year. At least four went bankrupt, and even industry giant Tyson Foods predicts losses. Blame it on poultry fundamentals. Costs of feed like corn are up, and in a soft economy, sales of the big moneymaker, boneless, skinless breast, are down. Economist David Harvey is with the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
You know, when a lot of people are stressed economically, they're going to be moving down the buying chain, you know, and substituting less expensive products for more expensive products.
The price of white meat at the wholesale level has fallen 17% over last year. But there is hope. Early signs suggest prices are rising again as big chicken companies cut supply.
5, 6, 7% below the previous year. So we're definitely seeing less chicks being placed for grow out.
Oh, and if you're still shopping for Thursday, consider chicken. The Farm Bureau says everything else, pumpkin pie mix, sweet potatoes, turkeys, has gotten pricier. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And finally to Alabama, which recently passed a tough new immigration law that requires police officers to check a driver's immigration status on routine traffic stops. Well, last week, an officer did just that after pulling over a driver whose rental car was missing a license plate. The man was German and only had a German photo ID, so he was arrested. Well, it turns out he was an executive from Mercedes-Benz who builds SUVs at a plant near Tuscaloosa. The plant employs at least 4,000 people in Alabama. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.